Well, good morning, New Jersey. How's everybody doing this morning? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You know, it's just so awesome to be able to come together and sing together and pray together and look into the scriptures together, encourage one another. I just love the worship team. It's really great just to how they lead us in song and they lead us in worship. I'm really looking forward to our praise and worship service next Sunday, our first Sunday of 2019, just to kick off the greatest year of all time with praise and worship of our Almighty God. It's going to be incredible. I kind of felt kind of special over here. You know, from my vantage point, I could see Marcus going crazy on the drums this morning. Play, I had sort of a front row seat. And I'm like, wait a minute, we're in like a small group together. That's how lucky I am. We're over there in Ridgewood, and we're neighbors, and so that's really, really exciting. I'm really looking forward, by the way, to our small groups in the new year. We're going to be calling them home teams, and we're going to be, centering things out of the home and just enjoying our one another relationships and taking it to the streets, taking it to the neighborhoods. It's going to really be fun. But it's also really great to have the kids with us this morning. And I wanted just to say a special thanks to all of our Kids Kingdom helpers and workers and servants. I wanted to have you guys just stand up for a minute, if you could. Those who are serving currently in Kids Kingdom, you guys are amazing. We're so, so, so thankful for you guys. You guys are so, really provide such a heart and such a service to our community, our church, in your hard work there. Thanks especially to the Garrisons for all their hard work in coordinating the Kids Kingdom. You know, they work with kids all week long. And, you know, Sam is a principal at a middle school in Newark. And then they come and they serve the kids in New Jersey in the Garden State Church. And I really, really appreciate that. You guys are awesome at what you do for work. You guys are awesome for what you do and really serving us here in the church. You know, we've got so many beautiful families in the church. And it's really so fun just to look around and just to see the kids and to see the families. You know, Sue and I were down in, we took a walk down to a coffee shop in Ridgewood yesterday and just getting some time to walk and talk and that kind of thing. And it was really fun because there was this beautiful family that came into the coffee shop. And they started waving at me, and I kind of thought they kind of made a mistake, and so I was kind of looking behind me as to who they were waving at. But sure enough, it was Albert and Dita and their three little girls. And gosh, it was just so fun just to get a chance just to visit and kind of catch up a little bit and get to know each other kind of on, you know, as we're kind of out on a Saturday morning having some fun in the neighborhood. But what a beautiful family. And what beautiful kids that we have here in the church. It's really great to have kids. It's great to have you with us. Yeah. Brings a special kind of vibe and kind of energy to the service. Amen. And so you know when you're hearing maybe somebody kind of talking a little bit extra, you know, behind you, that's one of our beautiful kids that's here with us and worshiping with us here in the church service. I'd like us to turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, I really love this time of year because it's a special time to be able to reflect on all that God has done in our lives. It's a special time to reflect on all the ways that God has just blessed us and come through for us. And sometimes it's just important for us, I think, to stop and to enjoy the moment and look around us and see all the blessings that we have. Whether, you know, we're just sitting, in our home, and we're surrounded by family, we're surrounded by all the blessings of God, or we're just having a time with God, and we're in the scriptures, and we just stop to go, wow, this is really amazing that I get to do this, that God has given me so much. And it's also cool to know that even as we go through challenging times, and troubled times, and difficult times, that we serve a God who is going to bring us through those. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because God is with us. And God promises to bring us through that. And the amazing thing is God is working for the good. And as we go through those difficult times and we look back on them, we can see the blessing. Because God is working for the good even in the difficult times. This past year has been an incredible year for me. There's so many things to be thankful for. In 2019, you know, my son Nick married this incredible young woman named Bree, and I'm just so thankful. I was there at the wedding just going, wow, who gets this? Who gets this? This is incredible. I feel like the most blessed man of all time. You know, it was really such an honor to see the New York family of churches and the New England family of churches coming together to worship together and learn together and follow Jesus together at the Thrive Conference. That was a real thrill for me. You know, it was a thrill because the region that we were serving in Boston, had the most people baptized and restored ever this year. And that's really just kind of warms my heart just to see God moving, you know, in our churches. You know, this year, Sue and I celebrated our 28th anniversary. We've been married 28 years. Incredible. And then, you know, to top it all off, we moved to New Jersey. And we feel like, man, who gets this? I kind of feel like the sister who was sharing in the Hot News video about, you know, her daughter becoming a Christian and her becoming a Christian and them working things out to get closer than ever. I just love the way she finishes her kind of little interview there saying, and thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, there's a verse here that's one of my favorites. It says this, says in verse 17, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You know, we have so much to be thankful for, and we have so much to look forward to. We are being transformed. And we have got this incredible example before us. And it's an example of a real human being that went through very difficult times, who was attacked from all sides, who faced every sin and temptation that we face, and yet he rose above. Yet he was knocked down at times, but he wasn't knocked out. And we become just like him because we have his Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we talked about that in Genesis, how that's one of the things one of the great parts of the good life. We're free. And God gives us his Spirit of freedom to be able to live life out loud, to be able to live life and live it to the full, to be able to live the good life and really take hold of it. And not only be thankful for all the ways that God has blessed us, but to look forward to greater and greater things, to look forward to the greatest year ever in 2019. You know, I've got a lot of dreams in 2019. I hope that you do too. I'm really looking forward just to being in training with all of you. I really want to take it higher in my relationship with God. I really want to take it higher in my followership of Jesus. There's so many areas of my own heart, soul, mind, and strength that I want to become so much more like him in and really take hold of his faith, that fierce kind of faith that he had, that confidence, that humble faith that he had. I really want to take hold of his hope, because Jesus was guided by a hope and a purpose and a meaning in his life and his relationship with God that provides so much hope for him. I really want to take hold of Jesus' love. I really want to check myself into love training and become a more loving husband and become a more loving father, become a more loving neighbor, and to be able to just become more like him, because I know that in him was life and that life was the light of men. You know, I always like to kind of choose theme passages as I kind of go into the new year. And my theme passages this year kind of reflects the wildlife a little bit. And in Mark chapter 1, it says, at once, the Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert. And he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. And in Luke chapter 4, it says, and he returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. You know, that's what 2 Corinthians talks about, that the Spirit of the Lord brings freedom. The Spirit of the Lord brings a wildness. The Spirit of the Lord brings a fruitfulness and brings a life force with it that I really want to take hold of in my life. And I'm really looking forward to us doing some serious Jesus training together. Are you guys ready for 2019? We're going to have a revolution, and I wanted to see if you guys could put that picture up. We're going to start a revolution in New Jersey. And it's going to start, on a personal level, because if we're going to have revolution out there somewhere, revolution's got to start in here. We got to really master the inner game. We got to master the inner revolution, because where we go in our heart and soul and mind and body is the hope that we bring to the world. It's the hope that God brings to us personally. And so we're going to have a revolution personally as we seek to plant Christ in every community. We're going to have a revolution in our families. We're going to have a revolution in our communities and our neighborhoods. And we're going to take this revolution all around the globe. And it's going to be exciting. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to have take a few minutes to hand out our kind of quiet time training journal that we're going to be going through in the first few months of the year. And everybody gets one. It's called Jesus Leadership. I wanted to see if the college students who volunteered and the ushers could go ahead and hand out those books. We've got one for everybody in the Garden State Church. We've got one for all the preteens, young teens, and teens. We want everybody to be involved. We're just going to take a minute to hand these out, and then we're going to walk through them. So did everybody get a journal? Raise your hand if you didn't yet receive one. Okay. They're coming. Let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Yeah, go ahead and keep your hand raised, please, if you haven't received one yet. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and walk through this together. So you have your journal in front of you. I wanted to kind of walk through the first few pages and talk about this a little bit. So Jesus Leadership, practice one simple revolutionary habit to thrive in life and love and leadership. Look on the back of the book, if you would. We get one life. Let's make it amazing. Sounds like we ran out. Sorry about that. I do have one more box of them in my car, And so if you didn't receive one, just look on with the person next to you and we'll have some available. We'll have some available at the end of the service. You can get it then. Okay, great. So let's read the back together. It says, we get one life. Let's make it amazing. Do you want to make your life count? I know for me, I say, yes. Do you sense that you were created for greatness? Do you long to make a meaningful impact on the world? Jesus Leadership 7-week training journal will help you to master the extraordinary life, love, and leadership secrets of the greatest of all time, Jesus. Not only will you learn about everyday revolution, but you will grow to become a high-impact, real-life revolutionary. By following the steps of this journal, you will learn to overcome adversity, to thrive in any circumstance. You will grow to experience the joy of true love relationships. You will learn to lead a team that achieves greatness together. You'll discover how to dynamically coach others to true life success. You'll understand how to make a lasting impact on your neighborhood. You discover and excel in the most revolutionary habit of all. This daily training journal is designed to be an inspiring, challenging, and uplifting 49-day adventure filled with practical Jesus workouts, group discussions, Bible studies, exercises, and worksheets that can change your life. Let's go over on page one. Jesus is revolutionary. He grew up in the neighborhood, he made friends, studied hard, worked a construction job, and then went on to change the world joyfully, overcoming extreme adversity, redefining greatness forever. He had a radical dream, the courage to make it happen. His wisdom and influence continue to sweep through history, inspiring every aspect of human existence, and he was a small group leader. Imagine for a moment that you're on Jesus' training team. What do you see? How do you feel? What are you learning? How are you growing? What will you go and do? Those who are trained become like their teachers. So it was for the 12. So it will be for us. Let's devote ourselves to learning from Jesus to become more like him and so carry forth his revolution of love. One simple revolutionary habit. You guys ready for this? If we'll take this on, and we'll take this on every day, it will revolutionize our lives and revolutionize our lineage and our family and our neighborhoods and the world. It's simple, and it's up to us to really take hold of it. One simple revolutionary habit, train with Jesus every day. Hear and practice equals thrive. Therefore, these are the words of Jesus himself, the one who rose from the dead, the one who mastered life. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. That's the rock talking. That's Jesus talking. And he makes a promise here that is profound. It's simple, it's eternal, it works. He says, hey, human, hey, you New Jersey person, you New Jerseyite, listen to this. If you will just hear my words and you practice my words, you're all set. You're going to be able to take hold of the life that's truly life. It's as simple as that. And it's interesting to me because Jesus kind of makes a point here in a few different ways. He says, with this house, the rain came down. So the rains are coming down. The storms are coming down. But it's not just that. The streams rose. And the winds blew and beat against that house. It didn't just kind of blow. Nice little gentle breeze. It beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. I think what Jesus was talking about here was his own life. He's saying, I will not fall. My house is built on the rock. God loves me. I love him with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. And so bring it. Bring it, life. I'm ready. Because my house is built on the rock. And the streams are going to rise. But that's not it. The rains are going to come. But that's not it. The winds are going to blow. But that's not it. The winds are going to beat. on my house. But my house is built on the rock. And so at the end of all this stuff, you know who you're going to see standing? Jesus. Everyone dies. No one has overcome death except for this one guy in the midst of all history is the one still standing and saying, if you will hear my words and put them into practice, then you will succeed. Look on page 2. This is a seven-week journal that really leads us in quiet times to be able to hear God's word and put them into practice, hear Jesus' words and put them into practice every day. So week 1 starts off talking about who Jesus is. He's the leader of leader. He's the leader of leaders. He's the master expert. He can look at anybody who's ever lived and say, I've got a few things to teach you. I got a few things to share with you. Jesus is our leader. He's our best friend. He's a street champion. He's a rock star. He's a life doctor. He's a humble slave. He's a pioneer of past possible. He's the master commander. And then we're going to talk about self-leadership and then one another leadership and then team leadership and neighborhood leadership and servant leadership, raising up other leaders. It's basically disciples that make disciples that make disciples that make disciples. And we're going to look at how Jesus led himself. And we're going to dive into his teachings. And we're going to dive into the examples of his life. And we're going to push ourselves to hear him speaking to us. Because we're right next to him. We're yoking up with him. We're doing life with him. And we're going to take time every day to hear his words. And then to think through, well, how can I practice these words today? Because if we do that, we thrive. About this revolution on the next page. This revolution will give you the tools to change yourself and to change the world. If you're passionate about making your life, love, and leadership count, this is your revolution. Jesus is your expert teacher, trainer, coach. Trained to be your best with the greatest teacher and coach in history. Jesus' life was characterized by great faith, hope, and love, and yours can be too. The Gospels are the primary training manuals. The 4 New Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are packed with eyewitness accounts of unforgettable scenarios in which Jesus led and trained ordinary people to live extraordinary lives. Real life case studies of Jesus in action and his principles in practice. Get your Bible out and get ready to train with the best. This revolution guarantees results. Jesus said that when we hear his words and put them into practice, we can overcome any challenge to build our lives healthy and strong for the long haul. This revolution requires daily practice in order to form healthy habits. Jesus emphasized the vital importance of a fundamental habit, hearing and practicing his words every day. This revolution will develop your whole character. All of us have 4 distinct but integrated parts of our character: mind, mental thinking, heart, emotional feeling, soul, spiritual believing, body, physical doing. Jesus trains each part in balance. This revolution is an inside-out approach to personal development. Jesus taught that it's who we are on the inside that determines our results on the outside. The course starts with core character leadership. You leading you well. That's a life's challenge right there. And then works outward towards effectively leading others by building strong one another relationships, growing your team, effectively leading in the neighborhood, and then training other leaders. Healthy leadership of others starts with healthy leadership of self. Next page, how to use this journal. Step 1. Plan and commit to study and write in this journal every day for 7 weeks. Know this. Even a quick interaction with Jesus can be revolutionary. Just ask Peter, the Samaritan woman, Legion, the centurion, blind Bartimaeus, Zacchaeus the tax collector, Jairus' daughter, Mary Magdalene, Nicodemus the Pharisee, the thief on the cross, and billions of others throughout history. Jesus said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice like a wise man who built his house on the rock. These daily guided workout devotionals are designed to help you build the hear and practice habit into growing Christ in the focused area of the week. A suggested format is pray to prepare yourself to learn, then read that day's devotional and scriptures for a few minutes, write down your insights, what you're hearing, and then spend a few minutes planning your practice. Pray some more. Now, go and grow. Step 2, ask someone to partner with you in your training. Training with a partner is much more effective than training alone. Ideally, your partner will be someone that you can talk with regularly, a trusted relationship where you support, challenge, encourage, and believe in one another. Some great questions to ask one another and discuss. What have you been hearing? How have you been practicing? What are you learning? What are your dreams and goals? How can I support you? How can we help one another? Step number 3, push yourself every day to take 2 simple yet revolutionary action steps. Number 1, hear Jesus' words to you, and 2, practice his words to you. And when you do this, forming an important habit in your daily life, you will grow and succeed. Jesus himself guarantees it. Step number 4, enjoy the process. I like this step. Enjoy the process. Get into it. Have fun. Be wholehearted. Make every effort. Growth takes time. But when we're growing, we experience joy. Remember, you're building your house on the rock to endure, flourish, and prosper into eternity. So here's the thing in training that I've found, is that we tend to start off really, really strong, and then we hit a few roadblocks. And we start to kind of, maybe we can kind of taper off, or we miss a few sessions, or we kind of, you know, trip up in some way or another. We're going to kind of build that into the next 4 months of us learning together. We're not going to try and go through this, you know, every day and, you know, for the next 50 days in a sense of saying, okay, did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? That's not going to really be the point. The point is going to be establishing a habit in our lives of hearing Jesus' words to us and putting them into practice. We're going to take some breaks along the way. But we're going to be going through this journal. We're going through these topics of self-leadership, of who Jesus is in our lives, who Jesus is in history. We're going to look at him in some new ways and some old ways just to re-inspire our hearts that we get to follow him. We're going to dive into the Gospels, and we're going to push ourselves, because this is kind of a hard thing. I know for me it's tough sometimes to hear God talking to me, because there's so many things that are happening, and there's so many distractions. And sometimes the hardest part of this process is just reading the scriptures and asking ourselves, okay, what am I hearing? What am I hearing? What is God saying to me? What is Jesus saying to me? And then we can make, you know, then we tend to make a list of 100 things that God is saying to us. And then we got to sort of pare that down and say, no, I'm going to really focus on this. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to kind of think through how I can practice that today. Maybe we write it down somewhere that we can remind ourselves in our busy days and go back to those things. And we're going to pray about it. We're going to ask God to forge those convictions and forge those habits in our heart, our soul, our mind, and our body, so we can really live and become more and more like him. He's the focus. You know, he makes a great promise to us that I believe. Do you guys believe that promise? That if we'll do that every day, that we're going to grow, that we're going to be able to face even the toughest challenges of life and overcome, that the wind can come and beat against our house, and we're still going to be standing strong because we've done it God's way, and we're thriving in the midst of even those challenges. I believe it. And I really know that as we put these things into practice, we're going to believe that and see that happening in our lives more and more. Here's the thing. 2019 is going to be amazing, because as we grow in our faith, hope, and love, as we start to grow more and more like him, we're going to start to see miracles start to happen among us. And you're going to be blown away, because it's going to be things that you never even expected. One of the things I have found over and over and over again is in a group, in a family, in an individual's life, when the faith starts to rise, the miracles start to happen. When the faith, hope, and love starts to rise, we start believing it and thinking it and forging it in our thought processes and forging that in our emotions, that God starts to work through that just like he promises, and the miracles start to happen, and things start to grow around us, and we start to feel that sense of love and joy and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and gentleness, and faithfulness, and self-control. Well, why? Because we're doing life God's way. And God's way works. One of the things I'd like for us to do over the next couple of days, as we anticipate the year, is on page 5, it talks about the revolution kickstart. You know, change is powered by both inspiration and desperation, hope and hunger. Take a few moments to write down a few things that you're thankful for and dreams that energize you. First, give thanks. Guys, even if you've had a tough year, even if a lot of challenging things have happened this year, there's still so much to be thankful for. And at the very core of that is just being thankful that God hears our prayers in the first place, that God loves us in the first place. But let's take time to marinate in some thankfulness, to marinate in some gratitude. I love it in Matthew chapter 14, verse 19, it says, you know, Jesus is going to feed the 5,000, and they weren't prepared, and it was disorganized, and they were trying to figure it out. Jesus, the first thing he did is he looked up to heaven, and he gave thanks just for the few loaves and fishes. That's where the blessings start. That's where the magic starts to happen. And then for us to dream, write down our dreams and visions for the year. You know, with God, all things are possible. You can't out-dream God. You can't dream a dream that's too big for God. He can handle it, even your dreams. You know, I find in my own life that when I'm dreaming, that there's something that happens in my life that is kind of intangible. But when I'm not dreaming, when I'm just sort of kind of gutting it out, life kind of gets, I don't know, life gets darker. It gets more negative. And it's important for me to go back to these two things over and over again. What am I thankful for? What am I thankful for? And what are my dreams? What am I looking forward to? Guys, the revolution officially kicks off January 1st, 2019, in 2 days. And so what I want to ask us to do is to kind of take some time over the next couple of days to go through our thanks, to go through our dreams and visions. And then for those of us who can, for us to start on page 7, you know, for those who aren't here today, maybe we could have, you know, some of the small group leaders take some of the books if you've got, you know, if you're going to see that person this week. Or maybe you could, you know, but we are going to be handing them out next week as well. And so if someone misses today, we'll be giving them out next week. But, you know, these are the kind of things you can talk about as a family. You can talk about on the way. You can talk about as you lie down, as you get up, as you walk along the road. You know, Deuteronomy 6. What did you learn today? What did Jesus say to you today? How is Jesus inspiring your heart today? How are you going to put it into practice? And, you know, it's going to be amazing to see what Jesus does in us and through us and among us. Brothers and sisters, we have a great year ahead of us. Let's look forward to it. Let's yoke up. Let's train together. Let's build and establish a healthy heart, soul, mind, and strength together. It's going to be amazing. Love you guys.